you for the longevity of faith down through the centuries.
主，我们谢谢你历史历代那长久的信心。
The faith of our fathers was a living faith.
我们先祖他们的信心是活的信心。
And we also want to be those who live by faith.
主，我们愿意成为靠信心而活的人。
We need the help of the Holy Spirit to bring us into such a life.
我们需要圣灵把我们带进这样的生命。
We pray as we study the word on kingdom faith today.
主啊，我们啊，今天我们来查考国度的信心。
That you will speak to us about faith.
求你对着我们讲述信心的话语。
We're so thankful that during our worship time and even at the beginning, you spoke of faith.
主啊，谢谢你在我们敬拜开始的时候，你来告诉我们讲述信心。
Grant us great faith in our living God.
主啊，让我们啊，在有一个对我们活的神的一个大的信心。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告，奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. Jesus was the faithful one. He's called in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里称耶稣，他是那信实那一位。
And we'd like to speak this morning about kingdom living faith.
今天早晨我们要讲述国度活的信心。
You'll remember the Gospel of Mark opens up in chapter 1.
大家记得马可福音第一章开始的时候这样讲。
And we read verses 14 and 15.
我们读到14节、15节。
Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
This is the beginning of our experience of kingdom faith.
这是我们对国度信心经历的开始。
When Jesus came and preached, there was the sense of the presence of God in his life.
当耶稣来传道的时候，在他的生活当中，我们感到了神的同在。
And when he said, the time is fulfilled,
当他说日期满了，
everybody suddenly felt the kingdom was very near.
每个人都感觉国度非常靠近了。
But there were two things still to be done.
但是仍然有两件事情要做成。
To repent and to believe.
悔改和相信。
And those who received this gospel were brought into the kingdom of God.
那接受这福音的人就被带进了神的国。
So the gospel of the kingdom begins so simply, and yet it's so profound and deep.
国度福音开始的时候就是这样的简单，但是呢，它是又那样的深远，那样的深刻。
And when we look at the Gospel of Matthew, we see faith spoken of throughout the Gospel, from the beginning right to the finish.
当我们看马太福音的时候，我们看在福音书的开始直到最结尾都一直在讲述信心。
For faith begins by believing something yet unseen.
因为信心开始的时候是相信那所未见之事。
And it finishes the moment faith becomes sight.
然后信心结束那个点就是信心变成了眼见。
Faith is mentioned 229 times in the New Testament.
信心这个词在新约当中提过了229次。
And the verb faith, which is believe,244 times.
信心的动词就是相信，有讲述了244次。
It's mentioned to us that faith is a gift given to us by God.
圣经告诉我们，信心是神所赐给我们的恩赐。
But even though we have faith, faith has no power at all.
虽然我们有信心，但信心其实它本身没有能力。
Faith is our connection to power.
信心是我们跟那能力之间连接的桥梁。
Because Jesus never said have faith.
耶稣从来没有说有信心。
He said have faith in God.
因为耶稣一直都在讲说你们要对神有信心。
See, it's the God of our faith that is the power.
大家看见就是我们信心所连接的一个神他是能力的源泉。
Now faith has two sides to it.
信心它有两个面
，a receiving side，
接受的一面
，and a working side，
还有工作的一面。
Most of us were saved by grace.
我们大多数人都是因恩典得救。
We receive his salvation.
我们接受了他的救恩。
By grace, ye are saved through faith.
我们是靠着，我是因着信也蒙着，是因着蒙恩，然后我们得救。
As the gospel is preached, somehow we sense the grace of God to receive Jesus and his salvation.
当福音被传讲的时候，我们感到了神的恩典，我们接受了他的救恩。
Paul goes on to say that by grace we're saved through faith, and that's not of yourself.
保罗告诉我们，是靠着恩典我们蒙信，不是因着我们自己。
It's the gift of God.
这乃是神的恩赐。
Not as a result of works that nobody could boast.
不是人工作的果价，没有人可以因此夸自夸。
So immediately we find that faith is right in between two precious words, grace, salvation.
然后我们就看见信心就在两个字当中，一个是恩典，一个是救恩当中。We're
saved through faith.
我们是借着信而得救。
And the word saved in the Greek means that we've been delivered out of judgment, out of sin, out of the world, and we've been brought into a new kingdom.
然后这个得救的意思在希腊原文就是我们从我们的罪当中，从世界当中，从自己当中拯救出来，然后带到了神的国度当中。
And this grace that we receive by faith is free, undeserved, but given to us.
然后我们所得到的这个恩典是不用付价，付出代价的，是白白的赐给了我们。
Now there's very much in the New Testament that has to do with this receiving faith.
在新约当中很多的地方讲述我们接受的这个信心。
It is a finished work we receive by faith.
它是已经完成的工作，所以我们就是借着信心来接受。Our
life of faith is abiding in the vine who gives us life.
我们信心的生活就是住在赐给我们生命的葡萄树里。
But then there's another side to faith which we want to talk about this morning.
今天早晨我们会讲到信心的另一方面。It's
emphasized in kingdom life.
它的强调就在国度的生活当中。And
kingdom life is kingdom service of the king.
国度的生活就是在国度当中服侍这位王。And
so faith is not just receiving by grace.
所以信心不单只是靠着恩典来接受。Faith
also takes action.
这里信心也得有这个行动。In
a response, it takes action in serving.
然后在他回应的行动当中，他在那服事当中有行动。In
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12,
在提摩太前书第六章十二节,
we have a verse there that I want us, we'll go back and back to this verse.
我们有一个经节，我们会再次回到这个经节。
Because kingdom faith is a fighting faith.
因为国度的信心是一个征战的信心。It's
an action verb.
是一个动词。Believe
is an action verb.
相信是一个动词。Fight,
the good fight of faith.
你要为那真道打美好的仗。And
then Paul describes it a little bit to Timothy.
然后保罗就给提摩太进一步的描述。Lay
hold of the eternal life to which you were called.
说持定永生,
now you see there was something to be done there.
大家看见这里有一些要行动的。The
good fight of faith is laying hold of all that God has for us.
你们要为真道打那美好的仗，就是持定神所要赐给我们的一切。This
kind of faith is active.
这样的信心是一个积极活动的。It's
not just what you believe in your mind. It's some action we take.
这不是只是在你心里所相信的，这是我们所做的一些行动。You
remember our brother James, what does he say?
我们知道我们的雅各的弟兄他讲什么?
Faith without works is dead.
说没有行为的信心是死的。Why?
Because it means that faith is just in your head, but it doesn't result in repentance in doing something. Then it's dead.
如果信心只是在头脑当中没有带出悔改，带出一些行动回应的话，那么它是死的。
And then James will go on to explain that Abraham was justified by faith when he offered up his son. He took an action.
然后雅各又继续的 解释说，当亚伯拉罕献祭以撒的时候，他就是因着这样的信心，他被称义。
And when you fold this matter of fighting the good fight of faith into Matthew, you can see why Matthew says, from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of the heavens is taken with violence.
然后大家回到马太福音，大家记得马太在那里讲述说，从施洗约翰直到如今，天国是那努力的人进入的。
Faith takes action.
然后信心带来行动。
This action seems violent.
这些行动好像是非常暴力努力的。
Nothing to do with being violent to somebody else.
这个里所讲的这个努力暴力不是指对别人的。
But we have to be violent against ourselves.
我们要对自己施行暴力。
Ourself doesn't like faith.
我们的自我不喜欢信心。
We like to see what we're doing.
我们喜欢看见我们做在所做的事情。
But if somebody says do something, and where did that voice come from?
有人告诉我们你们要做什么，这个声音从哪里来呢？
And who is that God that I don't see?
那看不见的神是谁呢？
We have to do violence to ourselves and say, will I believe or not?
我们要对自己实行暴力，问我们自己，我们是否相信还是不相信。
So when it talks about faith in the Gospel of Matthew, which is what we're studying on Wednesday nights,
所以当我们在周三晚来查马太福音的时候，
It talks about believing and faith 21 times.
它这里有讲述到信心和相信已经有21次。
We can't live and serve in the kingdom without faith.
我们没有信心就不能在国度当中生活和服事。
How does the writer of the Hebrews say it? Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
希伯来书作者说什么？说没有人若无没有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
Now praise God, we're in the kingdom.
感谢神，我们在神的国度当中。
And you're just soaking it up. Oh, I receive your grace. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your love.
我们好像在那里一直在那吸收，我们接受了神的恩典，我们接受了神的救恩，接受了神的爱。
And the Lord says, I'm so happy for you. Now what are you going to do?
主在那里好像在说，我为你很高兴。那现在我们要做什么呢？
He said, do. What do I have to do?
你就在那里说，我要做什么？难道我要做事吗？
No, I don't want to do. I just want to be. I'm a beer, not a doer.
他说，我就想在那里存在，我不想在那里做事情，我就是在存在的。
But when we go through the Gospel of Matthew, we see people acted by faith.
但我们看马太福音当中，人们他们是靠着信心有这样的行动。
Now, at this point in our study, we've only gotten to Matthew 10, but let's look at the four references there.Which mentions faith.
我们虽然只查到了马太福音第十章，然后但是我们可以更多的把信心的经节都看一下。
There's Matthew chapter 8 verse 10.
马太福音第八章第十节。
The centurion Roman soldier has a slave who is dying.
那百夫长一个罗马的军兵，他有一个仆人要死了。
And it says, now when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following,Truly, I have to say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel.
第十节，耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说：“我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。”
Now, one of the definitions of faith that I like the most is this.
对于信心的定义当中，我最喜欢的是这样的一个
：Faith is when you see through the outward reality to the inner reality.
信心就是你看穿外表的这些事实，能够看见它里面的事实。
So you see, the centurion looked at Jesus.
大家看到这百夫长看到耶稣。
He's just a man.
好像只是一个人。
But he saw through Jesus to somebody with the authority of God.
他却看透了耶稣，发现在里面有一个从神那里有权柄的人。
So he said, look, just say the word and my child will be healed.
他说你只要吩咐我这仆人就会被医治了。
You see, faith saw through Jesus and saw the Son of God.
大家看见他的信心能够看透了耶稣，看见了里面神的儿子。
Then we remember that wonderful story in Matthew 9 verse 2.
我们也记得在马太福音第九章第二节那里美好的故事。
And it says, and behold, they brought to him a sick man of palsy, laying on the bed.And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven.
第二节有人用褥子抬着一个瘫子到耶稣跟前来，耶稣看见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
There was something about the friends that Jesus saw their faith. It wasn't even the man with the palsy. It was the friends who had faith.
然后这里不是关于那个摊子他有信心，而是他的这个摊子这些朋友们，耶稣看见了他们的信心。
Now how do we know those friends had faith?
我们怎么知道这些朋友们有信心呢？
They didn't say, oh yeah, we have faith, we believe.
他没有在那里宣告说我有信心，我相信。
No, what did they do?
他们做什么了？
They took this guy on a stretcher.
他就用一个褥子把这个摊子抬着。
They climbed up on a ladder, on a roof.
他就抬到了房顶上。
They tore up the roof and they sent him down.
他就把房顶拨开，把这个摊子放下来。
Why?
为什么？
Because they believed Jesus could heal.
因为他们相信耶稣能医治他。
See, that was faith in action.
这就是在行动当中的信心。
Jesus saw their faith.
耶稣看见他们的信心。
Then is the third one in Matthew 9:22.
第三个在马太福音第九章二十三节。
This is the woman with the issue of blood.
这里是有一个血漏的妇人。
And she reached out and touched Jesus' hem of his garment, and she was healed.
他就去到耶稣身边摸他的穗子，他就得了医治。
And in chapter 9:22, it says, But Jesus turned and saw her and said, Daughter, take courage, your faith has made you well.
第九章二十二节，耶稣转过来看见他，就说，女儿，放心，你的信救了你。
She reached through the crowd and grabbed hold of his bottom of his garment.
他在人群当中摸到耶稣衣上的穗子。
Was she grabbing the garment?
她是抓她的衣服吗?
Jesus turned around and said, Who touched me?
耶稣回头说, 谁碰了我?
She saw through the garment to who was behind it.
她借着这衣裳看见了身背后所示的人。
She didn't think the garment could heal her. The one wearing the garment could heal.
她知道不是那个衣裳能够医治她,而是穿衣服那个人可以医治她。
How about you? Are you a sea adder or a sea thrower?
大家你是什么你只是看到外表吗还是能够看穿外表吗
Oh, I got so many problems. I see Adam.
我有太多的问题我都 see Adam. 我都是看到这个事情。
Or do you see through?
还是你看穿了
I see all these problems, see through them, the Lord is doing something.
还是你看穿了看主在那里他做一些事情。
Now, the fourth one here is in Matthew 9:29.
四个是第九章二十九节。
And there were two blind men who kept following Jesus and said, Have mercy on us, son of David, have mercy on the son of David.
这两个瞎子对他说大卫的孙子可怜我们吧。
Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, It shall be done for you according to your faith.
耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说照你们的信给你们成全了吧。
And what happened there?
在那里发生什么了
They saw Jesus.
他们看到了耶稣。
Oh.They saw the son of David, that's the Messiah.
他们看到了大卫之子，那就是弥赛亚。
And they know that the Bible says in Isaiah that the Messiah, when he comes, will heal the blind eyes.
因为在以赛亚书讲到说，当弥赛亚来的时候，他要使瞎眼的看见。
So many people are just seeing Jesus as a man. These two men couldn't even see, but with their eyes of faith, they saw this was the Messiah, and they reached through, and they were healed.
虽然大多数人呢看见只是看到那里在那里的人子，但是呢，这两个瞎子虽然他们瞎眼，但他们却能看穿，看到这是大卫之子。然后他们到那里，他们就得了医治。
Now, unfortunately, in the Gospel of Matthew, it also speaks of the times where people's faith wavered.
很不幸，在马太福音当中，我们看到人有信心软弱的时候。
You remember when there was the storm on the sea and Jesus was asleep on the boat.
大家知道在海上起了风浪耶稣在船头睡了。
And those guys were trying to row, they were trying to bail out the water, they were trying everything.
然后那些门徒们就好像想摇橹甚苦想把水洒出去然后他们非常的惊慌那一晚。
But finally they got so desperate that they woke Jesus up.
最后他们实在忍不住他们就把耶稣唤醒了。
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么?
Oh ye of little faith.
你们这些小信的人啊
And then he got up and said, Be still, and the sea got quiet.
然后他就吩咐风和海安静风和海都安静
Now they didn't have faith.
他们没有信心
To see Jesus was in their boat.
看见耶稣在他们船里
If Jesus is in your boat, you'll be okay.
如果耶稣在你的船上你就没问题
But they couldn't see Jesus.
他们看不见耶稣
He was sleeping in the back.
他在背后在睡着
All they saw was the wind and the waves.
他只能看见风和浪
Can you believe Peter didn't learn that lesson?
大家可以想象吗？彼得在这里还没有学到功课。
Because in chapter 14, later on in Matthew,
因为在马太福音十四章里
you remember when Peter says, Lord, tell me to walk on the water, and Jesus said, walk on the water, and Peter walked on the water.
彼得就跟主耶稣说，主耶稣你吩咐我可以行在水上面，主耶稣就让他行在水面上，他就真的可以走在水面上。
And as long as his eyes were only on Jesus, he walked on the water.
当他眼目定睛在耶稣的身上，他就行在水面上。
But then it says he looked at the wind and the storm, and down he went.
然后圣经告诉我们，当他转眼看见风和浪的时候，他就沉了下去。
And what did Jesus do?
耶稣做什么呢？
He lifted Peter up.
他就把抓住了彼得。
Not only Jesus walking on the water, but with the strength to lift Peter up, and he's walking on the water.
现在耶稣行在水面上，靠着他的力量，让彼得也行在了水面上。
Oh, you of little faith!
你们这小信的人呐、啊、
！Why didn't you keep looking at me?
为什么不定睛在耶稣身上呢
？I'm the one that gives you the faith to walk on the water.
我是那给你那信心可以行走在水面上。
As soon as you look at your little footies, you're going to go down.
当你看见自己的脚的时候，你就会沉下去。
Well, you see, there's other examples that we could go into, but sometimes the disciples didn't do so good.
大家看见还有很多的例子，有的时候门徒他们的信心上是比较软弱。
So if we make a simple statement here, if we can't see the Lord or we can't hear His word, then we have no faith.
我们可以换句话说，如果我们没有看定睛在主的身上，然后我们就不会有信心。
Now we can fake like we believe.
我们可以假装我们相信。
Oh, there's a lot of Christians say, "Oh yeah." Yeah, I believe in the power of Jesus. I believe Jesus is coming back. I believe that I'm saved. I believe a lot of stuff.
有很多基督徒在那里说，我相信耶稣，我相信我得救了，我相信他会来，我相信很多的事情。
You know, back in 1973,
在过去1973年的时候
，before most of you were born,
在你们大多数人出生之前
，I was in Korea.
我在韩国。
And Billy Graham was having a crusade, and I was helping out.
然后 Billy Graham 弟兄在那里有一个传福音的聚会，我在那里帮忙。
So I go around to schools preaching the gospel in the daytime, and then he has his crusade at night.
然后我们就在不同的城里面，然后旅行，然后在学校里，然后白天传福音，然后晚上有这种大型的福音聚会。
And as you can see, I'm not very smart because I can't speak Chinese. I also can't speak Korean.
大家看见我不是那么聪明，我不会讲中文，也不会讲韩国话。
But I had an interpreter.
我有一个翻译。
He was only this tall.
他只有这么高。
He was David, I was Goliath.
他好像大卫，我像哥利亚一样。
But one day, the brother said to me in the afternoon.
有一天一个下午，他弟兄对我讲。
In my church, we have a woman.
在我们教会当中有一个。
She's not safe.
一个没有得救的妇女
She's quarantined with typhoid fever.
她现在有 typhoid fever, 有黄热病。
Let's go pray for her.
让我们来为她来祷告。
He says, you believe?
她说你相不相信呢
Now, I believe in a lot of stuff, but I'm not sure I believed in that.
我相信很多事情但我并不知道我是否相信她能得医治。
I said, well, give me a minute to pray.
我说给我一分钟我祷告一下。
I don't want to catch typhoid fever out in Korea.
我不想在韩国染上黄热病
But I prayed.
所以我就祷告
The Lord spoke.
主对我说话
says, when you go preaching the gospel, you don't have to worry about the devil. The devil has to worry about you.
他说当你去传福音的时候你不用担心魔鬼魔鬼要害怕你
So we went to this woman's house. We preached the gospel to her. She was there. She was sweating. It was smelly in the room.
所以我们就到那个妇女的家里，然后为她祷告，然后那里她在那里出很多汗，房间里都是有味道。
Then myself and brother David, we laid hands on her and prayed for her healing.
然后我和那个 David 翻译弟兄，我们就为她按手，为她祷告，求主来医治她。
So I went to the Billy Graham crusade that night.
那天晚上我就到那个 Billy Graham 弟兄的传福音聚会。
But 2 days later, I saw my translator.
两天之后我看到了我的翻译。
I said, how's the lady doing with the one who was sick?
我就说那个生病的妇人她怎么样了呢
?He said, she's no longer sick.
她说她不再生病了。
God healed her.
神医治了她。
Actually, you could feel the darkness leave the room when we pray.
你可以感觉当我们祷告的时候那房间里的那种黑暗啊就离开了房间。
He said, she's coming this Sunday to be baptized in our church.
她说她这个主日来到我们教会当中要受浸。
So I ask you, do you have faith?
所以我问你，你有信心吗
Okay, let's go pray for somebody with typhoid fever. Now do you have faith?
让我们来为有些黄热病人祷告。你现在还有信心吗？
See, some people have faith, but they don't have faith.
有些人好像是有信心，但他没有那个信心。
Now faith, living faith. Faith is alive and working.
信心是活的信心，是工作着的信心。
That's kingdom faith.
这是国度的信心。
And when you read New Testament passages dealing with the kingdom, you see this issue of faith acting always comes up.
在新约当中，你关于国度的经节的时候，你看到这个活的信心的问题会一直的出现。
Now, if I was to ask you, which book in the New Testament do you think speaks of faith the most?
大家问大家一下，在新约当中哪一本书讲信心讲的最多？
If you think about it for a minute,
你想一下，
Hebrews.
希伯来书
This 31 times Hebrews speaks of faith.
在希伯来书有讲31次讲了信心。
Of course, Hebrews chapter 11 is full of faith, right?
希伯来书第11章里面充满了讲信心的内容。
It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen.
而信心是所见所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Faith is connecting to something unseen.
信心让我们能够连接看不见的。
Faith is basing its hope on something that cannot be seen.
信心就在盼望着那所没有见的事情。
Of course, he says, now without faith, you cannot please God.
圣经告诉我们，人若没有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。
Now, if you don't believe that God is, you have no faith.
你所不相信神就是那一位，你就不能够有信心。
Now, if you don't believe that God rewards those who diligently seek Him, you have no faith.
如果你不相信神来奖赏那些仔细努力寻求他的人，你就没有信心。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews 11:27 about Moses.
大家听一下希伯来书第十一章里面讲到摩西。
Because we're getting close to a mystery here that we want to reveal.
这里我们要讲述一个奥秘，我想在这里有一些启示。
In Hebrews 11:27, it says, By faith, Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
27节讲了摩西，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Now, have you ever seen him through the veil, the invisible you see?
你有没有通过呢帐幕能看见呢不可见的看见他呢
Somehow Moses saw God, and he was willing to forsake all the riches of Egypt.
然后不知怎样摩西就看见了神他愿意舍弃埃及一切的财富。
And then of course you know chapter 11 in Hebrews.
大家看见希伯来书11章里面。
It speaks of 18 different individuals.
讲述了18位的不同的人。
And each one it says by faith Abraham.By faith, Moses. By faith, Jacob. By faith, Sarah.
他讲靠着信心亚伯拉罕，靠着信心摩西，靠着信心撒拉。
And all of them took an action.
他们都有一个行动。
But Hebrews doesn't have the most faith.
但希伯来书并不是信心最多的一本书。
So I tricked you, right? Romans.
罗马书
give her a special star there.
给你一个特别的星星奖赏
Romans has the most 54 times.
罗马书讲述了信心54次
The whole book is about faith.
整本书都是讲出信心的
Listen to the beginning. Romans 1:16-17.
大家听到开始罗马书第一章16节17节
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who...Believes to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous man shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
And the righteousness which is by faith is a righteousness in the actions of Christ, which you believe by faith.
然后神的义，那个在福音上显出来，就是说你这个信是通过你的行动来表现出来。
But then in your life, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith to faith to faith.
然后在你的生命当中，神的义就是借着信心表现出来，从因着信，然后又到信心，又到信心，又到信心。
Now what does that tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
Faith is living.
是信心是活的。
Some people have little faith.
有的人有小的信心。
In 2 Thessalonians, it talks about people who have growing faith.
帖撒罗尼迦后书讲到人有成长着的信心。
In Romans, it talks about people with weak faith.
在罗马书讲到有软弱的信心。
In Hebrews, it talks about people with unwavering faith.
希伯来书里讲到人有不可动摇的信心。
In John's letter, it talks about overcoming faith.
在约翰的书信里讲到得胜的信心。
So you see, our faith is living. It grows.
大家看到我们的信心是活的，它能够成长。
As we exercise it, it grows.
当我们操练我们的信心，它有成长。
So we fight the good fight of faith.
所以我们信心打美好的仗。
We lay hold of the eternal life to which we were called.
我们持定永生，我们因此被召。
And that fight of faith grows stronger as we go through various things in our life.
当我们经历生命中不同的事情的时候，我们这征战的信心它就会变得更加强壮。
So you see, the whole book of Romans is like that.
大家看，整本罗马书都是这样。
Romans chapter 3 through 5.
罗马书第三章到第五章。
Starts with us being sinners and all guilty, but saved by the precious blood of Christ.
讲到我们原来都是罪人，我们是那样的内疚，但是我们借着耶稣的宝血，我们被得救。
First, we see through our proud,and blind life are sins.
所以首先我们看见我们那骄傲的生命当中，我们看到了我们的罪。
And if we have faith, we repent.
然后如果我们有信心，我们就会悔改。
But then, that doesn't end unless we believe into Jesus.
但是并没有结束在那里，之后呢，我们要相信进入在耶稣里面。
So when you read Romans 3, 4, 5, it takes us from sinners to saved.
如果大家读罗马书第三章、五章的话，他们就让我们从罪人
from sinner to saved,
得救。
That's a fight.
这就是一个征战。
How many of you did God have to fight with to get saved?
你们谁是通过需要征战然后才能够得救的呢？
Oh, I see a lot of stubborn people over here.
这块我看到很多很固执的人。
God had to really fight to get you saved.
神必须好像在那里征战，让你能够得救。
But then Romans chapter 6, there's a fight.
罗马书第七六章是一个征战。
Now we're saved, but we continue in sin.
虽然我们得救了，然而我们却仍在罪中。
Until we recognize we've been united with Christ through baptism in the death to sin and a new life in God.
直到我们意识到我们在受浸当中与基督的联合，我们向罪之死，在神的里面向神是活的。
So by the end of chapter 6, we reckon our sins dead and our new life to God, and we present ourselves as righteous instruments.
所以在第六章的结尾的时候，我们看见我们在肉身当中是活的死的，在信心当中，在基督里向神是活的。
How about the fight of faith?In Romans chapter 7 through 8.
然后在罗马书第七章第八章那里征战的那信心。
What happens there?
在那里有发生什么呢？
Oh, chapter 7, woe is me, Paul says, woe is me.
在七章中保罗说我真的是苦啊。
Now I'm a Christian, I want to be good, but sin dwells in me, it overcomes, and oh, who shall save me from this body of death?
他就在那里说我是一个基督徒，但是在我的里面有这个罪，我所不做的是我不愿意的，我愿意的我却不做。
Have you ever had a fight of faith over your self life?
你有没有在信心当中有这样的征战，跟你自己的生命来征战？
Paul calls it your old man.
保罗在那里说是你的旧人。
You became a Christian, you tried to make your old man a good old man.
你成为一个基督徒，但你想让你的旧人成为一个好的旧人。
But through chapter 7, you failed and failed.
第七章里面你失败了，你又失败了。
Then you saw you've been crucified with Christ. The old man's dead.
然后你看到你已经基督同钉十字架，那个旧人已经死了。
And in chapter 8, you break into a life in the Holy Spirit.
然后第八章靠着圣灵你就进入了生命当中。
It says if you walk by the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
讲到说你如果活在圣灵的律当中，你就不会再 顺服罪和死的律。
See, all these fights lead to victory and growing faith.
所有这些征战都带进了得胜，然后带进了信心的成长。
Well, then the middle of Romans chapter 8 to the end of chapter 8 is yet another fight.
在罗马书第八章中间和到后面还有一个征战。
We're groaning.
我们在那里，圣灵在那里叹息。
Paul says we groan.
在那里叹息。
We know this world isn't right.
我们知道这世界不是对的光景。
We know we're not liberated yet.
我们知道我们还没有得赎。
But we groan.
但是我们在那里叹息。
And then the Holy Spirit groans.
圣灵在那里叹息。
And then he takes us from our justification, through our calling toward justification, justification to our sanctification, sanctification to our glorification, and we go from groaning to glory. What a fight!
然后在这里的时候，圣灵又带着我们，我们从那里叹息，然后从圣灵就让我们首先让我们得救，得救的人又让他们称义，称义的人又让他们得荣耀，这是一个何等的征战！
I don't know if you understand me. I don't see too many bruises on your knuckles.
我不知道大家有没有明白，我好像在你的拳头上没有看见，那骨节上没有看到好像淤血的地方。
You need to fight the good fight of faith, or you will lose ground and become carnal and without faith.
你需要为信心打那美好的仗，否则的话你会失去那个征战，然后你变得属肉体。
Back in the old days, I used to preach to the young people.
在过去的时候，常常为年轻人讲道。
And about David and Goliath.
讲到大卫和哥利亚。
And there were two people in that story.
在这故事当中有两个人。
Forget Goliath.
我们先不讲。If
you see through Goliath, you see he's nothing.
如果你看宽哥利亚，你看到他什么都不是。Because
you see God is stronger than Goliath.
你看到神要比哥利亚强得很多。But
you've got King Saul and you got David.
在那里我们看到两个人，就是扫罗王和大卫。And
for young people, I say one was a faither, and one was a faker.
我在这里说，有一个人是有信心的人，有一个人是有假装的人，假冒的人。David
was a faither. He had faith in the living God.
大卫是一个有信心的人，他相信这位活的神。What
did he say against Goliath?
他对哥利亚征战的时候想什么呢？
How dare you defy the living God?
你怎么样敢藐视活的神呢？
And then there was King Saul the faker.
然后扫罗就是那一个假装的人。
I believe somebody can win, but they need a shield, they need a breastplate, they need a big sword, you need a cannon to beat Goliath.
然后呢，他呢其实他是没有信心的。他说：“我相信我们会得胜，但是你需要有更大的刀、有盔甲，然后甚至要有炮。”And
so the book of Romans mentions faith many times because it speaks of the growing faith in the life of Abraham.
在罗马书里讲到信心，讲了很多次，里面有讲到亚伯拉罕他成长的信心。So
now, if you would please turn to Romans chapter 4, I'll begin my message.
请大家翻到罗马书第四章，我开始讲今天的信息。Because
living faith is seen in the life of Abraham.
因为在亚伯拉罕的生命当中，我们看到了活的信心。Let's
go down to verse 16 of Romans 4.
我们在罗马书第四章16节。And
here we come to the great central mystery of faith.
我们这里就看到了信心核心的奥秘。For
this reason, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you.
16节，所以人得为后嗣是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属乎律法的。
And we finish verse 17. In the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist.
亚伯拉罕所信的就是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。 如经上所记，我已立你做多国的父。
So here we see the great, great mystery of faith.
这里我们看到关于信心的极大的奥秘。
What is the mystery of faith?
什么是信心的奥秘呢？
Faith is because God loves.
信心就是因为神他是爱。
As you go in to study the Word of God, you see more and more this, faith, hope, and love.
在神的话语当中，你更多的查考，你就会看到信、望、爱这三个字。
Those aren't three things, that's one person.
这不是三件事，这是讲述一个人。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is faith.
神是信实。
God of hope.
神是我们的盼望。
It's one thing.
是一件事情。
It's expressed in three different ways.
是用三个不同的方式来表达。
This.How did Abraham's faith begin?
亚伯拉罕信心是如何开始的呢？
He's the father of our faith.
他是我们信心之父。
How did it begin?
他如何开始的呢？
Did he wake up one day in Babylon and say, I believe in God?
他有一天在巴比伦 起来就相信宣告说我相信神。
You know, people say all kinds of stuff they believe in.
人讲述很多他们所相信的事。
I believe in the stock market.
我相信股市。
I believe in Donald Trump.
我相信 Trump.
Yeah, you can believe all kinds of stuff.
你可以相信很多的事。
That's not the faith of the Bible.
那这样不是圣经的信心。
Faith has to have a substance that's true to believe.
信心里面是有一个是有一个实体，它是真实的，你要相信它。
So even if you say I have faith in my husband or faith in my wife, you'll find out they're faithless.
如果你说甚至宣告说我对我的太太有信心，对我先生有信心，你会发现其实他们并不是那么可信的。
But do you have faith in the God of my wife?
你是否对我太太的神有信心呢？
So here's the point.
所以这里就是关键。
How did Abraham become the father of faith?
亚伯拉罕如何成为信心之父呢？
He never could have.
他永远不会。
Unless God revealed himself to Abraham.
除非神把他自己启示给亚伯拉罕。
He had no basis to believe in Jehovah.
他没有任何的根据来相信耶和华。
He believed in the winged bird. He believed in the moon god. He believed in all the Babylonian crazy gods.
他相信了月亮神，相信了很多巴比伦那些奇怪的神。
But then we find that Stephen preaches in Acts 7, it says, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
然后我们知道在使徒行传里斯蒂凡讲到说那荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
A total mystery of love.
这是奥的爱的奥秘。
If God does not appear to you, you'll never see him.
如果神不向你启示他自己你永远看不见他。
Then he's invisible.
他是看不见的。
Somehow he's got to make himself visible to you.
他是要把他自己变成可见的向你。
And God, who is unspoken, spoke a word.
那好像那没有听见的神他对你说了一句话。
So right at the start, we see that the father of faith had two things. He saw God and he heard God.
所以在一开始我们看见了信心之父这里有两件事情。他看见了神他也听见了神。
But, you know, Abraham was kind of a mystic, you know.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他好像有奥秘主义这样的倾向的。
Now Sarah, like most of you women,
萨拉就像你们大家姊妹一样
，very practical，
非常实际。
Who spoke to you？
谁对你说话了
？Where was he？
他在哪里
？Was he in your tent？
他在你的帐篷
？Was he under the tree？
在树下
？What does he look like？
他看着什么样
？Abraham says I don't know。
亚伯兰说我不知道。
Well where did he tell you to go？
他告诉你去哪里呢
？I don't know。
我不知道。
So Sarah said what kind of faith do you have？ It's stupid。It's better to believe in this faith。Here the faith of the moon god。Worship the moon god。We could see the moon god statue。
他说你这是什么信心呢都看不见还不如好像这个月亮神呢至少我们能看见这月亮神。
Abraham says, no, I saw through something.
亚伯兰说不我看透了一些事情。
I saw the God of glory.
我看见了荣耀的神。
Well, what does he look like?
他看什么样子呢
I can't describe it.
我描述不出来。
But I saw him.
但是我看见了。
And he's changed my whole life.
他把我一生都改变了。
He told me, go out by faith.
他让我靠着信心出去。
And I will give you two things.
我给你两件事。
A great land.
一个应许之地。
And sons,
儿子
And so Abraham, so what does that begin? It begins the fight of faith. Now, is Abraham going to believe this, or does he think, you know what? It's because of that sushi I ate last night.
所以就开始了什么呢？开始了信心的征战。所以亚伯拉罕就相信了神。他相信了什么呢？ 他是相信这位真神呢，看不见的神呢，还是觉得说我昨天是因为吃了寿司，不干净。
So now let me make this clear. The fight of faith is 99% God's fight, 1% yours.
再讲清楚一下，信心的征战其实 99% 都是神在那里征战，1% 是你在那里。
How much does God love you?
神到底有多爱你呢？
He's fighting for you all the time.
他一直在为着你征战。
He's fighting to speak to you.
他征战着要对你说话。
He's fighting that someday, when you open your Bible, he'll speak to you through the word.
他在那里征战，有一天你打开圣经，他借着圣经的话对你说话。
Now he's commissioned a very special person called the Holy Spirit.
他赐给我们一个特别的使者，就是圣灵。
And Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to reveal to you all the things concerning me.
耶稣告诉我们说，当圣灵来的时候，他会关乎我一切的事情告诉你们。
So the Holy Spirit has such an important role.
所以圣灵有这样重要的工作。
He must get us to see the Lord.
他要让我们看见神。
He must get us to hear the Lord.
让我们听见主。
And we are the stupidest animals on the face of the earth.
其实我们是地上最愚蠢的动物。
Listen. God is communicating with us all the time.
大家仔细听，神一直在向跟我们有交通。
But our radio is not turned on.
但是我们的收音机没有打开。
You know, God has a holy Facebook page.Because he wants you to see his face.
因为神好像就有一个脸书的那个网页，因为他希望让我们看见他的面容。
Or if you go on TikTok, he has a TikTok, because TikTok is the clock. You know, TikTok, TikTok.
大家如果到那个 TikTok, 那个抖音上面，那个 TikTok 其实它只是声音的那个 TikTok 那个时钟。
And he wants you to see, if you open TikTok, you want to see, he's coming soon.
他让你打开抖音，就让你知道说他很快就要来了。
God gets on the X.
神在行动当中。
The Twitter.
神也在推特上面。
Formerly Twitter, now X.
过去叫推特，现在叫 X.
If you go on Twitter, you find out God tells the truth.
如果你到推特上面看见神是那讲 真理的。
He's trying to communicate us through the events of nature, through the circumstances in our lives. He's trying to get us to the place where we listen. We're willing to see through.
他想借着世界上所发生的事情，借着我们生活当中所发生的事情，让我们能够让我们能够听，让我们能够看见。
Didn't you love our scribe Ezra this morning when he opened the Lord's table?
你是否很喜欢我们的文士以斯他弟兄，以斯拉弟兄，他给我们开场。
And he preached to us about faith.
他向我们宣讲信心。
Here were those four people.Those four kinds of people.
有四类的这种人。
And you are one of those four people.
你肯定是四类当中一位。
Either you're lost.
或者是你流失。
Or you're bound.
或者你被
Or you're foolish.
捆绑或者是你愚蠢。
Or you're a big deal businessman.
或者是你是很厉害的商人。
You're in trouble.
你都有问题了。
Because God will rock your boat.
因为神要让你的船摇摆。
Until you get so desperate that you cry out to the Lord.
直到你到绝望当中向神来呼求。
Do you know the Holy Spirit is the greatest engineer of your circumstances?
你知道圣灵是你生命当中为你安排的，好像工程师一样安排你的生活。
Ezra the scribe told us all four of these sinners.
以斯拉文士告诉我们这四类的罪人。
Came to the point where they cried out to God.
他们来到这个点上，他们向神来呼求。
You know, we're so proud.
大家知道吗？我们是何等骄傲。
We'll try to do anything on our own before we cry out to God.
我们要靠着我们所有能做的一切的事情来努力直到我们不行的时候，我们也不来跟神。
So we make one miserable mistake after another.
所以我们就犯了一个又一个的让我们很痛苦的错误。
And what does it say?
告诉我们什么呢？
They cried out to God, and He heard their voice.
他们向神呼求，神听见他们的声音。
And He delivered them.Which is what he always wanted to do.
就是他一直想要为我们所。
But he had to break us down a little bit before we would seek God.
但是他要让我们好像被破碎到一定程度，我们才来寻求神。
How many of you know if our brother Jason wins the lottery this Saturday?
大家知道，如果我们的 Jason 弟兄这个星期六他中了彩券
he won't be able to hear God on Sunday. Because we figure, oh, now I got everything now. Whatever I need, I just take it out of the bank.
现在我有所有的事情了，我无论需要什么东西，我都从银行当中可以买下来。
That's why every once in a while they put in the newspaper the tragic story of the people who make those lottery wins.
所以不久很多时候你会看见那些得的彩券的人，他们的生活其实非常悲惨的。
We're such fools to think money is the answer. Oh yeah, yeah.
我们是这样的愚蠢，我们觉得好像钱就是我们问题的答案。
So God takes somebody with a lot of money and he starts squeezing them like this.
审判呢，有很多有钱的人，好像就像弟兄在那卷那个纸那样来捏他。
Because their family is miserable.
他们的家庭很痛苦。
Their conscience is guilty.
他们的良心很
They're fearful of losing what they have.
他们经常惧怕所失掉他们有的。
Oh, our pride is so bad, so bad.
我们的骄傲是何等的败坏。
And all the time, the mystery of faith is, it's a God of love who's trying to communicate with us.
那信心的奥秘就是爱的神想要跟我们有交通。
He's trying to get us to heaven.
他想让我们到天上。
He sent his son and said, look, look, I'm trying to save you.
他赐下他的儿子告诉我们，你们看，我要救你们。
Can't you see somebody who loves you so much he gave himself for you?
你能否看见这个人何等的爱你，把自己都赐给了你？
Can't you hear his voice saying, come to me and be saved?
你难道听不见他的声音说来到耶稣的面前来得救吗？
But a lot of us have to go all the way around a whole lot of things before we see through to God and his love.
但是很多人我们都需要经历很多的事情，我们才能够看透，然后才能看见神的爱。
So that day that Abraham saw the God of glory and heard his voice,
所以那一天亚伯拉罕看见了荣耀的神，听见了他的声音。
That was the beginning of his fight from faith to faith to faith to faith.
这就是开始他信心征战的旅途，从信心以至于信，从到信心。
So he struck off and went somewhere he didn't know even where he was going.
所以他就开始了信心的旅途，到他所不知道的地方去。
So you see, he heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
我们看见说，信心是因着听道来，听道是因着神的话而来。And
as he went out, we see that the story progresses.
当他出去的时候，我们看见的故事继续的发展。Now
his faith had to grow.
他信心需要成长。And
how did it grow?
如何成长呢？
It grew as he believed, but nothing happened.
他成长的时候，就是他相信，但是好像没有事情发生。
66 years old, you're going to have a kid. 99 years old, still no kid.
在他 66岁的时候, 神应许他说, 你要有儿子, 但是到 99岁的时候, 他还没有儿子。
But Abraham fought the good fight of faith.
但是亚伯拉罕打了美好的信心之仗。
So look at the next verse, Romans 4:18.
我们看罗马书第四章18节。
In hope against hope, he believed. So that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendants be.
18节，他在无可指望的时候，仍信，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。Now
what does that mean? He hoped against hope.
这也说他无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。It
says he believed.
就是他相信。Hope
against hope.
是相信那没有可指望的时候。
Now that was a fight of faith. Because the outer circumstances made the promise seem impossible. The first hope he had was himself. He looked at Abraham.
他第一个信心的对象他自己,
he says, God, I'm dead. I'm too old to have a child.
他说我已经是身体毁坏，我不能够再生孩子。Now
it wouldn't have been so bad if Sarah was 26 years old, but she was too old too. So that was hope against hope.
然后如果萨拉她只是二十多岁、二十六岁的话还好，但是萨拉也是老了，生育断绝。
Now, no way we can have a baby.
我们没有办法能生孩子。But
God let put him through all of this so that he could become what?
神让他们经历这一切，让他们可以成神。You
see, behind God's leading us in faith is he has an eternal purpose for each one of us.
大家看见，在神在带领我们信心的路的背后面，他对我们每一个人都有他一个永恒的一个旨意。
God's purpose for Abraham was for him to be the father of faith for Gentiles and Jews.
神对亚伯拉罕永恒的旨意就是让他借着信心可以成为 无论是犹太人和希利尼人信心之父。
So God's fighting to accomplish His purpose in Abraham.
所以神在那里征战，让他在亚伯拉罕的旨意可以成就。
Now, did Abraham's faith waver?
亚伯兰信心有没有软弱呢？
Did his faith faint?
他信心有没有好像昏厥过去呢？
Yeah. He went down to Egypt. And almost gave Sarah away to the king of Egypt.
他就下到了埃及，好像几乎把萨拉给了埃及的王。
And somehow he couldn't hear God's voice. Abraham, are you crazy? That's the wife you're going to have the son with.
神好像在那里对说，亚伯拉罕，你疯了吗？这是神所赐给你要给你生儿子的妻子。
I was just trying to protect myself.
我只是想在那里救我自己，保护我。
哎呀呀。Such a jerk.
这是太傻的一个人。
His faith wavered. Of course it did.
他信心也的确有软弱的时候。
And then,
然后呢?
Of course Sarah came up with a great idea, because the women are always much more practical.
然后萨拉就有一个好的主意，因为女性都是很实际的。
Hey, I'm too old, but here's Hagar.
我太老了，但这里有夏甲。
That's the way you say it in Hebrew. Hagar.
希伯来书的发音是这样。
She'll have a kid for you.
他会为你生个孩子。
God says, Are you stupid, Abraham? It's you and Sarah.
神就对亚伯拉罕说，好像在那里呼喊说，你是不是又犯傻了？是你和萨拉要生一个子。
Now you see, the fight of faith, sometimes you lose a battle.
大家看见在信心征战的时候，有的时候你会失去这一场征战。
But Abraham kept going back to God.
但是亚伯拉罕又回到神的面前。
He kept going back to Sarah.
他回到萨拉的身边。
He was fighting the fight of faith.
他在那里为信心征战。
You know how much when we are having the fight of faith, we have to fight against our own doubts.
大家知道我们在有信心的征战的时候，我们对自己的怀疑有征战。
Sometimes we have to fight against our family.
有的时候好像我们和家人有征战。
Sometimes we have to fight against our friends who are totally worldly and have never heard God.
或者有的时候我们有那些完全属世界的朋友们，他们从来没有听见神的声音，这些人征战。
Now you may falter in faith, but the thing is, you come back to God and speak directly to Him. Say, God, forgive me now, speak to me again.
你可能在信心征战当中有过软弱，但是你要回到神的面前，对神说，神啊，请你再次对我说话。
So that's what Abraham did, built another altar, God spoke to him again.
所以这就是亚伯拉罕所做的，他又盖了另一个坛，神就再次对他说话。
But now his faith is getting stronger.
他信心就变刚强了。
You see it in verse 19, right?
再看十九节。
Now listen. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，萨拉的生育已经断绝，他信心还是不软弱。
We already said Abraham slipped up a few times, didn't he?
我们讲到亚伯拉罕失败了几次。
But overall, taking the 33 years he was waiting, he didn't waver in his faith.
但是大家从体上来看，从他那里等候33年的时间，他的信心没有软弱。
Not becoming weak in faith.
可以说他的信心还不软弱。
Oh, it was a fight.
这是一个征战。
And you know what? God strengthens our faith by what?
神是借着什么来刚强我们的信心呢?
Testing our faith.
神来试验我们的信心。
You remember how the book of James opens?
知道雅各书怎么开始的时候吗?
Count it all joy, my brethren, when you enter into diverse temptations.
弟兄们，当你们落在百般的试炼当中，都要以为大喜。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
So, God tested Abraham.
所以神试验亚伯拉罕。
He tested him again.
他再次试验他。
And again.
再次试验他。
Now here, the term fight of faith is transposed into the labor of faith to enter into rest.
然后这里在信心为信心打征战的时候，我们可以翻译成为信心而工作，直到我们进入安息。
Hebrews 4:11 says this.Let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall through the same example of unbelief.
所以希伯来书四章十一节讲到，我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So faith not only has to fight against the appearances of things around us.
可信心不是说与我们周边那些能看见的事物来征战。
Faith has to labor as it waits for the answer to come.
信心要在那里竭力为着要那应许的结果来发生。
Now probably you can tell by looking at me, but I was never a sprinter running in races.
大家看见我，我在赛跑的时候都从来不会是一个短跑选手。
I never took track as a sport.
我从来没有在田径的跑赛这些的竞技。
But we had two famous guys on my high school track team.
但是我们学校田径队有两个很有名的人。
There was one black man named Clarence.
有一个黑人他叫 Clarence.
The 100 yard dash, he was the fastest guy in Suffolk County on Long Island.
他是在长岛 Suffolk County 那里跑最快的100米冲刺的人。
But if you ask Clarence to run the 880, he came in last.
如果你要去让他跑 880, 他就在那里笑。
Have you ever seen an alligator run?
你有没有看见那个一个好像鳄鱼在那里跑步呢？
Oh, they run fast.
他可以跑得很快。
About 20 yards.
可以跑20尺。
If you can outrun them 20 yards, they stop and go...
如果当他跑了二十尺，那里他就开始停下来喘气了。
But God wants us to be endurance marathon runners.
神希望我们有那个成为有耐力的跑马拉松人的人。
And so our faith has to labor as we wait and wait and still believe in God.
所以我们就要在那里要竭力在那里等候等候，仍然相信神。
I can't imagine anything more difficult than a woman in labor.
我很难想象。比一个要生产的妇人所经历的更艰难的事情。
As a matter of fact, Happy Mother's Day.
谢谢请同时也祝母亲节大家母亲节快乐。
All you mothers are a miracle.
你们所有做母亲的都是一个神迹。
I don't know how you got us out of you.
我也不知道你们怎么把我们生下来。
Oh, the pain and labor you had to go through.
你怎么所经历那么多痛苦努力挣扎。
My wife, the last week before she had the baby, her stomach was this big.
我太太最后生产之前的一周呢肚子大得不得了。
She can't sit down, she can't lie down, she can't stand up, she's miserable.
她也躺不下来坐不下来她非常的苦不舒服。
She was waiting for our three big sons to be born.
她在等候我们三个大的儿子要生下来。
And so our faith has to labor.
所以我们的信心叫竭力。
We're waiting for the promise.
为着应许来等候。
And it is a labor.
是一个竭力的。
But look what it says about Abraham in verse 20.
我们看二十节讲到亚伯拉罕。
Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith. And how did he do it?
二十节并且仰望神的应许总没有因不信心里起疑惑到反因信心得坚固。
He grew strong in faith by giving glory to God.
因为他的信心成长是因为他将荣耀归给神。
Now what does that mean?
那意味着什么呢?
He spoke the word of faith.
他来讲述信心的话语。
God, I thank you for the land that you've given me.
神啊我感谢你所赐给我的应许之地。
Even though I just dwell in a tent.
虽然我在这里只是支搭帐篷的。
God, I thank you for the inheritance that is mine.
神啊，我谢谢你所赐给我的产业。
God, I thank you, I can be a blessing to all the nations around me.
神啊，谢谢你，我可以对周边的列国成为他们的祝福。
God, I thank you for my son that I'm going to have.
神啊，我对我将要有的儿子向你感恩。
He did not waver because he kept speaking the word of faith.
他没有疑惑，因为他继续讲述呢信心的话语。
Now it's so important. If we believe something in our heart truly comes from God, we need to speak it out of our mouth.
很重要的，如果我们心里真实的所相信神给我们的应许，我们要用我们的嘴来这样的宣告。
If you believe that somebody's going to be saved and they're a wife or a husband or a child and they haven't been saved for 10-15 years,
如果你有的人你要说传福音的。家人、妻子、儿女，他十多年了，传福音他还没有得救。
Now you gonna waver or keep saying thank you God for saving him？
你是在那里起疑惑，还是对神跟神说感谢神？你要救，你会拯救他们。
No wonder he became the father of faith.
Amen.
然后你就会成为信心之父。
His faith grew strong.
他信心能够坚固。
And came to the place where God wanted him to come.
然后他就能够来到神所要他达到的地位。
And what's that?
那里是什么呢?
The rest of faith.
就是信心的安息.
Look at verse 21.
我们看21节.
And in full assurance that what God had promised, he was able to perform.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成.
What does that mean, full assurance?
这什么叫满心相信呢?
He'd been wrestling. Will I have a son? Will I have a son? I believe it. Will I have a son?
他好像在那里与神摔跤，说我会有儿子吗？我会有儿子吗？什么时候我会有这个儿子？
But when he had full assurance, he says, "I rest, God, you're going to do it. I rest in faith."
然后当他满心相信的时候，他就在那里得安息了。他在说：“神呐，我相信。”
He knew it was done.
他知道这已经成就了。
And so it says in verse 22.
所以在22节。
Therefore, it was also credited to Abraham as righteousness.
所以这就算为他的义,
for faith had become overcoming faith.
在他的信心成为一个得胜的信心。
The writer of Hebrews says, let us all be diligent to enter into that rest of faith.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们都竭力进入那安息。
We go through a fight from faith to faith to faith to faith.
我们从信心的征战当中因着信以至于信。
We labor and labor and labor as we confess to God our belief in Him.
我们在那里竭力的努力，然后跟神向神来宣告说我们相信他。
And so it says finally in 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that's overcome the world, our faith.
所以在约翰一书里面讲到说，所以什么是胜过世界的呢，小子们？就是那信心让我们胜过世界。
Now, if you're a Christian and you're a believer, you're going through some tests of faith.
如果你是一个基督徒，你相信神，你会经历一些信心的试验。
You're wrestling over something that the Lord's telling you, but you're not sure.
神告诉你一些事情，你在那里征战，但你还不确定。
The world is saying, no, don't go that way.
世界告诉你说，不要走那条路。
Are you going to overcome the world?
你是否要胜过世界？
This is the victory that overcomes the world.
那胜过世界的是什么呢？
Our faith.
就是我们的信心。
If the world tells you, you'll never be rich if you go that way.
世界告诉你说，你如果选择这条道路，你就不会成为富有的人。
But if you go that way, the Lord tells you.
但是你若走这条路上，主告诉你的。
He will provide more than enough for you.
他会供应你远超过你所需的。
Don't believe all the world's lies, what it tells you, you need, what you want, and all those kind of things.
不要相信世界的谎言，告诉你你需要什么，你要得到什么。
If you're a believer in a living God,
如果你是一个相信那活神的,
then right now by the Holy Spirit, He's trying to communicate with you.
现在就借着圣灵，他要对你说话。
You know that every morning you get up, the Lord wants to speak with you.
你知道每天早晨你起来的时候，主都想对你说话。
Do you give Him a chance?
你有没有给他这样的机会呢?
Maybe read a few verses.
你可能读几节经节,
say, Lord, what's up today?
说主啊，今天有什么事情?
I got this problem at work. Can I help me see through it?
我在工作上有这样的问题, 你帮助我能够看明白。
Are you in a dialogue with a living God?
你有没有与活神有这样的对话呢?
We have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
Living faith is a dialogue with a living God who speaks.
活的信心是与那活的神之间有一个对话, 他能够看清一切。
But a Christian faker just prays things to God. God, do this. God, do that. God, do this. God, do that. No dialogue. Just, God, I want. It's like a child. Give me. Thank you, God.
但是那些基督徒好像装样子的呢，他就常常跟神说，神呢给我这个给我那个，好像一个小孩子一样，就跟神就一直管神要。Our
faith doesn't grow that way.
他们那样没有跟神对话，我们的信心不是这样。If
you believe that you're saved by the living God, the Holy Spirit speaks to you.
如果你相信你已经被活的神所得救，圣灵会对你说话。He
wants you to fulfill your eternal purpose.
他想成就神在你生命中永远的旨意。He's
engineering your circumstances.
他来调控掌握你的所有环境。He's
bringing you to the place where you go from faith to faith to faith to faith.
他把你带到一个地方，从信心以至于信，然后再到信心，信心。So
as we study the Gospel of Matthew,
所以当我们查马太福音的时候,
let's watch and see how the disciples grow in faith.
让我们来仔细地看门徒们他们的信心是如何的成长。Our
God is a living God.
我们的神是一个活神。Believe
in God.
相信神。It
isn't how much you believe in your faith.
不是你对你的信心有多少的相信。It's
by faith you connect yourself to the living God.
And
the only reason you can connect yourself to the living God
is
because from his side, he's been trying to get in touch with you all along.
是因为在他那方面,
so just remember, every time you act in faith,
大家记得每一次你在信心当中行为的时候,
it's only because God contacted you about that thing.
都是因为神在这件事情上首先联系的你。
So do you see the unseen?
你是否能看见那所未见的呢?
Do you hear the unheard voice?
你是否能听见那听不见的声音呢?
Dear brother and sister in faith,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
fight. That's how we become inheritance in the kingdom of God.
这就是我们如何在神的国度当中能够得有产业的。
Let's have a few prayers before we go.
在我们结束之前, 我们有几个祷告。
Comes to us as you came to Abraham. You're the one who loves us, draws us to yourself. You're the one who offers us a dialogue, a relationship with you. So Lord, may we be those who put ourselves into your hands so that we can hear you and respond in faith, that our faith is not passive. Our faith is real, in action, in obedience to you and to your glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, you are leading us, so you want our faith to lead. You want us, our faith to connect with you, Lord, so we can have a daily dialogue with you, because you want us to commune with you. So, Lord, thank you for you using this word. Let us wake up. So, Lord, thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
他们辛苦帮我们养他，也让我们能够一同陪着他们，能够在变老的路上能够搀扶他们。主啊，谢谢你爱我们，你不撇下我们为孤儿，你爱我们就爱到底。我们谢谢你在十字架上。 为我们流血舍命，谢谢你三天后的复活，让我们有永生的盼望。主啊，这是何等的恩典，这也是何等奇妙的好消息。主啊，你说庄稼收了，当打发庄稼的主去收。谢谢主，主啊，让我们能够为你收割庄稼。 也为你得更多的力量，求主也继续在我们里面做工，让我们能够活出你的样式，让世人看到，让我们都能够彼此相爱，让世人看到就知道我们是你的门徒。谢谢主，你爱我们，你爱我们就爱到底。我记得17年前我来到这个教会，那个时候我还是个不信主。谢谢你，借着这么多年。 让我在你的面的磨练造就，能够成为新造的人。谢谢你，谢谢你一路的陪伴，谢谢你无论高山与低谷都与我同行。谢谢你在永恒的路上，在永生的路上，在十字架上的路上，你搀扶着我的手，把我在谷底的时候，你抱抱着我。谢谢你。 谢谢你，我将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你，也求主更多的祝福这个教会，让更多的人、更多的灵魂能够得救，把家庭的灵魂都加添给我。谢谢主，也让你的福音能够贯穿，传遍全世界71亿的人口。 传遍耶路撒冷，传遍犹太人，传遍地基，传遍中国14亿的灵魂。 主啊，愿人人得救，愿一人沉沦。主啊，谢谢主，谢谢主。若不是圣灵，没有人能称你为主。求你圣灵大胆的做工，主啊，让我们一起迎来大圣歌、大丰收。谢谢主耶稣，祝全天下母亲节的母亲节的母亲们，母亲节快乐，也祝你们天天快乐。因为在主里面，我们本当常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事皆恩。谢谢主，爱我们，哈利路亚，赞美主，将荣耀都送赞都归给你。我将祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Such a great Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the mother you've given us, Lord, and we want to thank you. You have loved us. You do not forsake us, but love us to the end. Thank you for that cross, that indeed, Lord, on the third day you rose, that we have that hope of eternal life. We thank you for that good news. Lord, we also beseech you, Lord, that indeed you would send us the laborers into your field. Lord, Lord, and that we may love one another, that all may see that we are disciple of yours. Thank you for your love us to the end. Lord, we want to thank you for that in your new creation, for all that you have accomplished. Lord, we thank you even in the depth of my sorrow and helplessness, you are the one who holds my hand. Thank you, may you bless your church. And we want to pray that indeed your gospel may be spread to the ends of the earth. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Indeed, apart from Him, no one can call you Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray about this in Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for your living faith. Thank you that you have just reminded us about just what we are going to do, just for the violence of the faith and the act. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.